don't hear it much spoken of that way now because everything's hard road, but the hard road was a novelty at that time, so they'd call it the hard road, see?
There's a lot of brick roads, too, around here, aren't there?
There's some left, mm-hmm. Not too many.
I wonder why those things were built, you know, to begin with. Seems like they were...
Well, they had no equipment to put down this asphalt and concrete like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier to get these bricks and put them down than it was to... sit there and mix up this concrete by hand in a trough and then pour it out there, you know. Imagine how long that would take to make a concrete road that way.
Yeah, that's true. Because I know when we lived in Germany, we had, they call it cobblestone. They were like, even 9-inch cube of stone.
Mm-hmm.
And they put sand in between them.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And so if you ever had an accident, they'd put a big dip in the road and they'd come out this crew and they'd sit around on these little stools and drink beer and tear up the road and you know, level it out again.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was really strange.
Was it fairly level?
Yeah, after they got done with it.
It was?
But it usually tore up your car, you know, because it was so rough.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Germany. Okay, if you came to a man's farm, came down the public road and came to the turnoff down to his house, what would you call that road?
Private road.
Okay. How about the road from going from the barn to the pasture? Is there a name for that road?
Probably is.
that you can call?
I don't know what you'd call that. A driveway, maybe.
Okay, sure. Okay, and the thing along the side of the road that people are walk on?
The shoulder?
Or side of... Well, like
sidewalk.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard anybody call that grass strip between the sidewalk and the street?
Yeah, we call it our parkway.
Okay, parkway. Great. Uh-huh. It's the first person that...
Oh, really?
I've interviewed that had a name for it.
Oh.
So, okay. Okay, if you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up and throw?
A stick or a rock or whatever.
Okay. Okay, and what would you say you did with it?
I threw it at him.
Okay. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they say, no, he's not.
He's not in.
Okay.
Or he's not here either.
Okay. Would you be more apt to say he's not at home, or he's not home, or he's not to home?
Well, I wouldn't say not to home, but I've heard it used.
Uh-huh.
But I'd say he's not at home.
Okay. Okay, what different ways can you have coffee that you know?
Black?
Mm-hmm.
With cream and sugar, or just cream, or just sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard any other ways of describing just black coffee?
Yeah, we talked about this the other day.
Oh, we did?
Anyway, we had you call it mud.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Could have straight, possibly.
Uh-huh. And we talked about having a barefoot.
Yeah, I didn't know that one, but you said about Java, I think you said, didn't you?
Oh, that real heavy, thick, yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if someone's not going away from you, you say he's coming straight.
To you?
Okay, or he's not going away, but he's coming...
Coming here.
Okay.
Coming this way.
Okay. See, what else might you say? He's coming toward
you.
Okay. Okay, if you saw someone you've not seen for quite a while, you might say, this morning I
ran into old John.
Okay, sure.